mate. I was just I lived down on the north side of Brisbane, and at the time I was at the Burpengary Jets Rugby League Club, and I noticed I saw a post on Facebook about a lady was collecting boots for Indigenous communities on the south side of Brisbane, and I just give them a call and just ask, you know, do they have anywhere on the north side that collect boots? And you know, she said no, they hadn't. So I just put my hand up and started collecting boots for the campaign, and end up getting around 200 pairs of boots. And,
really?
Yeah. And they were sent to I'm not sure of the areas, but I know there was a couple of remote areas up in North Queensland that was sent there. And no, it was really, really good support.
Absolutely brilliant. And 200 pairs of boots is amazing. So you've branched out and now you're collecting in Rocky.
Yeah. Well, I just had another camp, but that one I was speaking to previously, that was a couple of years ago. Mm. But I started again at the end of last year, and you know, I had a trip out to Cherbourg, and that sort of made me realise, you know, the kids out there that were running around without boots. I thought, you know, why not just chuck a post on Facebook and hopefully collect. I was happy to collect 30 pairs of boots.
Yeah.
And next minute I have plenty of boots here. And yeah, I thought, you know, start up at Rocky, you know, because the campaign for the Cherbourg, the Hornets Rugby League Club is coming to an end. So I thought, get a start on the next club. And I thought, you know, I'll do the Rocky area. You know, it'd be nice to sort of keep it in the region. You know, I think it'd be a nice touch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so started collecting for the Warrabinda Warriors Rugby League Club.
Brilliant, because as I said, I mean, it is expensive, and we talk about childhood obesity and how important it is to play kids to play sport, but it's just such an expensive exercise, and every little bit helps.
Yeah, I have four children that play football, and signing them up last week, it was $580. That's just signing them. That's without uniforms. That's without boots. Plenty of people who, you know, who play football have boots laying around their house, so instead of sitting in the shoe rack or in the cupboard, you know, they can be put to good use.
Of course they can. Even mums and dads and grandparents who, you know, they've got a pair that's 15, 20 years old, they're still ready to go.
Yeah, well, I had a pair given to me. They look next to new. They were from a guy that played football in the year 2000.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, they look great.
That's fantastic. All right, so you've got a couple of collection points. We've actually offered 4RO as a collection point too, so you can always drop them into 4RO. But tell me about those other couple of collection points.
Yeah, there's Sports Warehouse up at Yeppoon there have jumped on board, and yeah, there's another drop-off point in Rocky as well up at the range. You know, the support, it wouldn't be made possible if it wasn't for, you know, the general public that jumped on board, and it's been brilliant. You know, I've had boots come from everywhere. I dare say Rockhampton's going to be a good spot to collect some boots from.